Oh, praise God. It's good to be here in God's presence today. We're taking a reading from Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And we're on week 20, study 20. Worthy is the Lamb in the book of Revelation. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood the Lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having an harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honour and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Only the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, can save us from the judgment events revealed in the scroll. As he breaks the seals and reveals the contents of the scroll, then we will understand why we need to keep our eyes on Jesus in these days. For these are the days that the scroll is speaking about. And so John saw the Lamb as though it had been slain. He saw the sacrificial Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. Remember that song? There is a Redeemer. And when we're singing that song, we're speaking about the Jesus Christ who didn't redeem us with such things as gold or silver, but with his own precious blood. Redeemed us from the slavery of sin and brought us into the kingdom of God. So he saw seven horns, and the seven horns speak of complete and perfect power. The Lamb had seven horns. Seven eyes also speak of complete and perfect knowledge and insight. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, "There is nothing hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." There is nothing hidden from the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ. They range to and fro throughout the whole earth. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, who represent the redeemed of the Lord, fell down before the Lamb and gave him praise and worship that is due only to him. Praise the Lord. There was also the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, which were offering up to God. And then, you know, "Therefore God has also highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth." Philippians 2, 9 to 11. And so they're offering worship to the Lamb. And that scripture there tells us that the name that's high above every name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God. And if we look here in Psalm 141, verse 2. "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And so that's wonderful, isn't it? "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You're worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe, tongue, people and nation have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.'" Now we need to look at that scripture again, because what I've been saying is related to the scripture here in the book of Revelation. Because in verse 8, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And as I have just read here in Psalm 141, verse 1 and 2, let me say it again. In verse 2, let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So when we offer our prayers to God, it is as incense to the Lord. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe, tongue, people and nation. The gospel's for all nations. The redemptive blood of Christ is for all nations. It's for everyone. Whosoever will, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved and will be redeemed by his blood. It's for all nations. It's speaks about it here very clearly and other parts of the scriptures. And you've made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. We need to remember that the song is representing the redeemed of the Lord, and it's not speaking about the four living creatures and so on. The elders and the creatures that we read about in this scripture are to represent the redeemed of the Lord, those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Then John saw an innumerable company of angels around the throne, 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. And around that throne, there was an innumerable company of angels. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. By Christ's redemptive act on the cross of Calvary, great privileges are given to those who repent of their sin and believe in him and ask Jesus Christ into their lives. Because they're the redeemed children of God. They now become the children of God. They were, at one time before that, before you asked Jesus in, you were a child of the devil. But now you become translated from out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. You are now children of God, the redeemed of the Lord. Number two, we are a royal priesthood. Number three, we shall reign with Christ as kings on the earth. Why and how should all this be? Because he was slain. Because Jesus, the Lamb of God, was slain for us so that we could enjoy these privileges today and for eternity. And because he purchased us with his blood. He has bought us and he has brought us into his kingdom by his blood. He has made us priests so that we can now offer up spiritual sacrifices to him with the authority of kings. That's what he's talking about, kings and priests. And so we can offer up those spiritual sacrifices to him with the authority of kings. Hebrews 13:15, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. And if we look in Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Here we find the prayers of the saints with incense again. And in one scripture it says the prayers are the incense. Another scripture says the prayers are offered with the incense. It doesn't make any matter. It's all incense to God. And he's well pleased with this sacrifice. Praise the Lord. So he has given us, number five, he has given us authority to reign on the earth. This will be finally realized during the millennial reign of Christ on the earth. Although we have that authority now in prayer, and with that kingly authority to, and as priest to pray and to come against the powers of darkness, it will be fully realized when Jesus comes back, when we rule and reign with him during the millennium. So we have an amazing future. And this should encourage us to face every difficulty now with perseverance and faithfulness to overcome, knowing that when he returns, his reward is with him, and we will stand alongside him and rule and reign during the millennium. And this world order will be reversed as all things are made subject to Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So there will be a reversal of the order now. Those who are in authority now, those who are ruling and reigning and so on now, the world's order will be reversed, and it will be put into the hands of the saints of God, the redeemed of the Lord. Some of the redeemed of the Lord during the millennium will rule and reign as actual kings. Now, this is not just as with kingly authority like we're using now in prayer and so on. They will actually reign as kings and will be seen as kings because that's what Christ has made them. And that will be realized during the millennium because of faithful service. So it really matters what we do in this life, whether we're faithful to God or not. Some people think, well, you know, I've got my salvation, you know, I'm going to heaven and that's it. Well, it isn't. That's only the beginning. Because after that, we surrender to the Lord, become disciples of his and go his way and let him do his work in our lives, making us more like Christ and obeying his will, abiding him and saying, not my will, but yours be done. So it really matters what we do with our lives because it all counts for eternity and our position with Christ during the millennium. You say, well, we don't earn our salvation. No, but we actually, through faithful service, we will be rewarded with a positions of authority during the millennium and in the world to come, because it speaks about this clearly in Matthew, in Matthew's gospel and the other gospels. We look at Matthew 25:23. It's an illustration here of this. Matthew 25, and I could show lots of other scriptures today, but time won't allow me. Matthew 25:23. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So there will be rulers under Christ's authority. The redeemed will be the rulers and some will reign as kings. But the saints, the Bible says, everybody that is faithful to the Lord will have their part to play during the millennium and in the world to come. We all have a job to do. The saints, the Bible says, will judge the world and angels. And so we need to really take up the armour of God today and the weapons of our warfare. And we need to take up the weapon of prayer. We need to abide in him. We need to spend time with him in the word daily and let him speak to us. And we need to speak to him. And then we need to obey him, because this is really important. This is all about being faithful to the Lord. Because if we don't do this, you know, this world, we're entering into greater tribulation. We will fall. And we will not stand, we will not overcome, and therefore we will not be faithful, and therefore we will not be rewarded, and we will be saved by the skin of our teeth. Christians are destined. The saints will judge the world and angels. Christians are destined to be future co-administrators of justice in the coming world. 1 Corinthians 6:1-3. Let's just turn to it and read the scriptures. We need to have the scriptures to back up what we're saying, because this is where it's coming from, the Bible. This is not my opinion. It's coming from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 6:1-3. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? And so on. The saints will judge the world. That means the Lord will be co-administrators with the Lord during the millennium. And any matters of judgment will be brought to the saints. And so this is really important now, this faithfulness. God is watching. His eyes range to and fro throughout the earth. Like I said, he's watching his children. He's watching you. You might say, well, I'm not doing much. But are you abiding in Jesus? Are you doing his will? Do you love him? Are you serving? Are you obeying? Are you abiding in him and his word daily? And if you are, no matter what position you're in, you might be in prison for your faith. It doesn't matter where you are, what you do. You might be just working in a sweet shop. You might be a teacher in a school. You might be on the mission. You might be a pastor. You might be just in an ordinary, any kind of job or any kind of position. You could be a housewife looking after children or whatever the ministry is. If you are faithful and you're abiding in the Lord in it, then God's got great things in store for you. Every true disciple of Jesus Christ will be rewarded and honoured and given privileges during the millennium and the world to come. That is why I encourage people to surrender all to Jesus now and take up your cross daily and follow him. And let this be part of your constitution, your firm conviction, to make this statement from your inner being. Not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Deny yourself and your way and follow him. And when he returns, his reward is with him, and you will be blessed. Now, when we study the seals, and I want to repeat this, we will understand, which we'll be moving into, I think, next week, we will understand fully why we need to keep our eyes on Jesus and trust in him at all times and continually worship and praise him. As this whole chapter from Revelation, let me just turn back to it in chapter 5. The Lamb takes the scroll. Worthy is the Lamb. They've got their eyes on Jesus. And this is what I want to encourage you to do today. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Abide in him daily. Because if you don't, you won't survive the trouble that is coming on the earth. I'll speak more about that next week. The word of God in you will make you strong so that you will not deny Christ in the coming days. And you will remain an overcomer and faithful to him.